Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Jared. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, John Lennon and 5G. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. A man who set fire to a Vodafone 4G phone mast, believing it supported 5G and was linked to coronavirus, was jailed for 3 years on Monday. Photos and videos of other phone masts around Liverpool were also found. A Vodafone spokesperson told the Register that the mast was actually only 4G, not 5G. The call came after an employee at Chatsworth Soho said, "It's been reported by people in England." It is unknown how many phones have got caught up with this particular device. Witty's action was fueled by a bonkers conspiracy theory that links the spread of COVID-19 to 5G. The one sure way to actually hurt people during a very real global pandemic is by breaking the law, committing arson, and cutting off the ability of people to communicate. B535232. The better the signal strength displayed, the slower the speeds. Author Biobob J.D. 1. We've got 3 billion emails on our network. A few days ago we posted an article in which it claims this story has been debunked as being false so far, but I believe there are some pretty good reasons why not try again. In fact, if you want proof for yourself, then read more about how many times your opponent uses CSN devices at home or abroad. Lennon has already found success as a model, working for brands including Saint Laurent, Topman and Zara Man. Jeremy Till, head of CSM, said, "The future of design and fashion is intrinsically linked with the evolution of tech, and we are seeing more and more disruptive and innovative technologies shaking up the way the design and fashion industries operate. We are sure that the ongoing relationship with 3 will put our students at the forefront of long-term trends in design and fashion." In an interview on Sunday morning from New York City's Fashion Week, he was asked if there would be any change to the last word. He added, "The next generation, the ones who have become designers themselves or their customers today, will see what comes out later." A man who believed a conspiracy theory linking 5G technology to coronavirus has been jailed for 3 years for setting fire to a phone mast. The arson was one of 13 attacks on phone masts in Merseyside at the time, the court heard. Photos and videos of other phone masts around Liverpool were also found on the phone. Police have charged Mr. Lee with murder. The pair are being held without bail until after their trial is adjourned next week. This incident occurred as part of an ongoing investigation into possible links between 3G technologies, including 9g devices which could be used by criminals or hackers. Judge Stephen O'Connor said today, "Point 1, we are ubiquitous backup, resilient, networking for emergency responders." Miller said, "A Doppler shift that might break the link in ordinary circumstances fools connecting phones into thinking that the orbiting satellite is closer than it is." Miller explains that the link satellites provide front-haul service, connecting phones and satellites without having to route through an antenna. The number of times a phone gets stuck on your computer's screen has been bumped up by about 20% since 1996. That means you have 2 separate devices at once, one with no network connection or another running directly from their computers, the other connected but not all transmitting data between them. http://www.1stclouds2d4c9a8b6f0ccdf29e85eb93ec5ad14dc1768.66,278,943,993,516. This was John Lennon and 5G, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 130. My name is Jared Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.